From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Russia's foreign ministers called for an immediate ceasefire in eastern Ukraine. This comes as representatives from Moscow, Kiev and the self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic are meeting in Belarus to discuss the ongoing crisis. Kiev has accused Moscow of a direct invasion, with Ukrainian forces fleeing rebel advances in the southeast of the country. Jake Rashbass reports from Moscow.
Andrei Pagin, the deputy prime minister of the self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic, is attending the talks in Minsk, but said that they would only be a first step in negotiations. Over the weekend, the EU presented Moscow with an ultimatum of new sanctions against Russia if it continues intervening in Ukraine. Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov has said that any new sanctions from the West would force Russia to protect its economy, businesses, and citizens. Ukraine's Western allies have accused Russian troops of coming to help the rebels in eastern Ukraine, who were otherwise almost defeated. Russia has denied that any of its troops are fighting in eastern Ukraine and has called for an immediate ceasefire from both sides. Jake Rashbass, Moscow.
Pakistan's national television channel has come off the air after its headquarters were stormed by anti-government protesters in Islamabad. PTV was showing live images of crowds breaking open the gates and pouring into its offices when its transmission stopped. Latest reports say troops have removed protesters from the building. Demonstrators want the Prime Minister, Nawaz Sharif, to step down. He denies accusations of corruption and electoral fraud. Pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong have disrupted a speech by a Beijing official explaining voting changes in the territory. They've chanted and held placards accusing Beijing of breaking its promises to allow Hong Kong to directly choose its own leader. The Chinese government on Sunday ruled out the open nomination of candidates for the chief executive election in 2017. British Prime Minister David Cameron is set to announce new anti-terror legislation later in response to the threat posed by Islamic State militants fighting in Syria and Iraq. However, it's understood the Prime Minister's Conservative Party and coalition partners, the Liberal Democrats, were still not in final agreement on Monday about new plans to tackle extremism. It's thought over 500 Britons have travelled to Syria and Iraq to fight, and there are growing fears some could attempt to attack the UK on their return. But there are civil rights concerns about some of the Prime Minister's plans, notably over his desire to seize passports from UK citizens who've travelled to foreign conflicts. Reporter Tom Swarbrick says some of the measures do already have agreement from both parties.
Things like an agreement with airlines to make sure the security services have easier access to their records and passenger manifests. You've got the idea of easing cooperation with countries like Germany and Turkey to stop people coming and going to Iraq or Syria.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Poland has been marking the 75th anniversary of the start of World War II with a wreath-laying ceremony at Gdansk port. Prime Minister Donald Tusk commemorated the dead of the war's first battle. Nazi Germany invaded Poland on the 1st of September 1939, shelling a Polish garrison at Gdansk. Britain and France declared war on Germany 2 days later. Police in New Zealand have detained a man suspected of shooting two people dead and injuring a third at an unemployment office. The incident happened in the town of Ashburton, southwest of Christchurch. A man entered a Work and Income New Zealand office and opened fire before escaping. Two people were killed, and a third was in a serious but stable condition, according to local police. Cuba is bringing in new rules limiting personal imports of foreign goods into the country, where locally made items are scarce and expensive. Around $2 billion in goods have been flown into Cuba in travellers' baggage each year since air travel restrictions were lifted in 2009. Many ordinary Cubans say the new rules will end one of their sources of high-quality consumer goods. The government says the new measures are aimed at professional mules. Google is working on a fleet of drones to deliver disaster relief to isolated areas. The work, done by the company's clandestine research team, Google X, has been kept secret for 2 years. Rachel Silverman reports now from San Francisco.
Google is calling it Project Wing, a fleet of unmanned aerial vehicles designed to bypass earthbound traffic so disaster relief packages can be delivered more quickly. In test flights, the drones have already delivered first aid kits, candy bars, dog treats, and water to farmers after traveling about a kilometer. Google says it will be several more years before Project Wing becomes fully operational.
That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.